Chapter 55. The conference room on the 34th floor at Cone Oaks provided a long look out over the harbor and a good way out onto the Atlantic Ocean. Across the harbor, you could see Logan Airport, and looking almost straight down, the archway that led to Rose Wharf. Jesse turned from the view when Rita Fiore came in. "The view is to impress clients," Rita said. "Impresses the hell out of me," Jesse said. "And you're not even a client." "Friend of the firm," Jesse said. Rita went to a sideboard and poured them each some coffee, then sat on the conference table with her legs crossed. Jesse nodded at her legs and made a thumbs-up gesture. "Thumbs up was not quite my plan," Rita said. Jesse grinned. "We talked about the managing partner of the firm a while ago," Jesse said. "Now I need to know more. Tell me what you didn't tell me before." "You're exploiting our past, if fleeting, relationship," Rita said. "To get me to gossip about my boss?" "Yes," Jesse said. "What about ethics?" "You're a lawyer," Jesse said. "Oh, right," Rita said. "I withdraw the question. What do you need to know off the record?"
"Does he fool around?" Jesse said.
"He's a cockhound," Rita said.
"And you know this how?" Jesse said. Rita grinned.
"Firsthand," she said, so to speak.
"Ah," Jesse said. "So, that's how you got to be a senior partner."
"Along with brilliant trial work," Rita said.
"You are brilliant in both arenas," Jesse said.
"You should know," Rita said.
"You think Betsy is aware?"
"I have no idea," Rita said.
"Is he careful?" Jesse said.
"No," Rita said.
"Is there a particular squeeze?" Jesse said.
"He tends to graze among the new lawyers. At the moment, he's got a blonde kid from Tax and Trust that's 2 years out of Stanford."
"Do we know how he feels about his wife?"
"He thinks she's excruciatingly conventional," Rita said.
"It doesn't sound like love to me," Jesse said.
"Nor to me," Rita said.
"Do you know why he's stayed with her?"
"She doesn't occupy much of his time," Rita said. "He's here probably 12 hours a day and spends a lot of his evenings and weekends with the plonk du jour."
"Plonk?" Jesse said.
"You know, as in he's plonking her."
"Plonk," Jesse said.
"So he's not home much. There are no kids. Probably finds it convenient to have somebody cleaning the house and sending his shirts to the laundry."
"Think he plonks her?" Jesse said.
"His wife?" Rita said. "I haven't thought about it. Why are you interested?"
"I think she staged the home invasion," Jesse said.
"Staged?" Rita said.
"Yes."
"And took her own picture?" Rita said.
"Yes."
"And cherchez l'homme?" Rita said.
"Well, it's a theory," Jesse said.
"She's trying to get his attention?" Rita said.
"Maybe."
"Or maybe he pays no sexual attention to her poor baby," Rita said. "And she wants to show him that someone might care to see her naked."
"Even if it's a wacko?" Rita smiled.
"There are people who think a wacko is better than no one," Rita said.
"I've heard that," Jesse said.